News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, a government minister has claimed it is wrong for TDs and ministers who object to developments in the midst of a housing crisis. Junior Minister, Finance Minister Michael Darcy, I'm presuming that you're also referring to the Taoiseach. You're referring to your other cabinet colleague, Shane Ross, Mary Mitchell O'Connor, Catherine Byrne et al., when you're talking about this?
Yeah, well, I was echoing what O'Murphy said last week in the debate upon no confidence from Sinn Féin about housing. And we have a really particularly difficult housing crisis at the moment. And I'm echoing what he said, but I'm making the point across the political spectrum, not just any party. I'm talking about all public reps. Of course, public representatives see things and they get representations from people who are concerned about developments, perhaps close to their properties, and I accept that.
No, hey, let me just come back to you. Now, you neatly sidestepped that question. I was going to say, like, people would say, if you want to reform your house, you start in the kitchen, in your own house. People would say to you, listen, you don't have to go any further than into the cabinet room and talking to the lads and ladies sitting around the table there in the government, your bosses, your colleagues. Forget about that. Let's go back to that. Was the Taoiseach wrong to object to a major development in Blanchardstown, for example?
I'm making the point that, in my view, no public representative should be putting objections in.
Okay, so you're saying, are you saying the Taoiseach, your boss, is wrong?
I'm saying what I've said, and that's what I'm saying.
Well, what have you said? Well, tell us what you've said.
I'm saying no public representative should be at this moment in time making objections. And that's a strongly held view that I have. I've been a public representative since 2003, and I've never objected to
So the Taoiseach is wrong. Your Taoiseach is wrong.
I don't want to get into this conversation.
But you started the conversation with the greatest respect, Minister. I'm trying to cut through the bullshit here to find out what you mean.
I've said what I've said, okay? Happy with that?
No, I'm not, actually, because you said the Taoiseach objected to a development You're saying on one hand, you're saying
Hold on a second.
You're codding the public. Obviously, you're mentioning the Taoiseach. I want you to get black and white. Tell us straight what you think.
I've said that, in my opinion, no public representative should be making objections to housing developments. Planning process is the most slow, difficult process anywhere in any jurisdiction.
So we take it that the Taoiseach is one part of that and your colleagues cabinet.
I've said about all public representatives in exactly the same way as Owen Murphy said.
Have you ever objected to a planning permission? Ever?
No.
Never?
No.
How many years are you in politics?
2003.
Okay, so you've never, ever objected to any development?
That's correct.
Okay. Is there a possibility here, for example, that there are cases where it is correct for a politician to object to I do know that Mary Mitchell O'Connor's objection to a development, that was seen as overdevelopment, and she was seen to be correct in that and justified in that. Are there cases where it is correct to object to bad developments? Because we'll end up having a pile of bad developments everywhere if we don't object at all.
My point about it is that public representatives have access to planners in a way that the general public don't. So at local authority level, every month, there's the local authority municipal district meeting, and the planners sit at that meeting. So, of course, if there is bad planning, bad development, politicians are appropriate and correct to say, well, that's wrong. That's not quite the case. That's not the way it should be. What I'm trying to say is there is now too many occasions where public representatives are just taking the easy option. There are good developments that are happening. And because somebody next door doesn't want it there, that they put in an objection just to be seen to do the objecting thing.
So should politicians inform their constituents that, look, because of the housing crisis, please don't come to me and ask me to help you object to a planning permission?
Well, no, that's a different thing. You know, people have asked my opinion about developments on many occasions. And I've explained that I don't object to planning development. But there is a process, and I'll explain the process to them. And if they explain to me that, in their view, that there is overdevelopment or poorly designed development, well, that's a different thing. And I'm quite satisfied that there is a good process that is, you know, strongly weighted in favor of the individual to make an objection. The best example of that was the Apple data store, data banks in Athenry, where two or three people prevented a multi-million multi.
Well, there were no politicians involved in objecting to that.
There weren't, but I'm making the point that the processes are good. There's a good interaction between public representatives and the planners, and they have that those processes to make their views known.
Okay.
They shouldn't be objective.
All right, we leave there. Junior Finance Minister Michael Darcy, thank you very much for joining. I'd love to be a fly on the wall in the cabinet room where they're having a chat about that.